Thank you very much for learning with us today. And today is Erev Yom Kippur, Tes Tishrei Tufshin Pei Gimel, Tuesday, October 4th, 2022. Everyone should have a Gemara Chasima Tova, a good Gevin Shtior. And we are learning a pasuk about Bitachon, which is in Tehillim, and it was quoted in the Gemara regarding Hillel. And the pasuk is found in Tehillim, Perakuf Yud Beis, Pasuk Zion. Mishmua ra lo yira. He will not be afraid of evil news, of something that looks disastrous or intimidating. Nachon libo batuach b'Hashem. His heart is well established, trusting in Hashem. What is the meaning and the message, the inspiration from this pasuk of nachon libo batuach b'Hashem? First of all, Rashi tells us, what does the word nachon mean? What does it mean a person's heart is well-founded and established, trusting in Hashem? It's more than just that he trusts in Hashem, that he believes. Rashi says, Nachon libo is ne'mon libo liyotro. His heart is trustworthy to his creator. Ne'mon libo. Now, where do we find the word ne'mon? This word kind of gets thrown around a lot. We always wish people a bias ne'mon. And Moshe Rabbeinu, notably, was called B'chol Beisi Ne'monhu. If you look in Parshas Baloscha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to defend Moshe from the Lashon Hara of Miriam, to Aram, Hashem said to them, Moshe Rabbeinu, B'chol Beisi Ne'monhu. He could be trusted, you could depend on him, and my whole household. But what does that mean, Ne'mon? It's the same word Rashi uses here, Tehillim Kuf Yud Beis, Pasuk Zayin, to explain the person's heart who is Nachon Libo Batuach Hashem, the ultimate, the desired level of Bitochon that I'm trying to strive for, that I should be trusted, I should be well-founded. But what does it really mean? If you look in Perek Yud Beis in Parshas Baloscha, in Pasuk Zayin, it says, Moshe Rabbeinu is Ne'eman. The Rashbam, Rashi's grandson, explains Ne'eman who, and this word Ne'eman is the adjective that explains Nachon Libo, a person's heart that is well established and dependable in the trusting of Hashem. The Rashbam explains in Parshas Baloscha, Kavua, it's permanent. We're supposed to strive toward permanence in Bitachon and Hashem, not temporary Bitachon and Hashem. Sometimes on, sometimes off. It's supposed to be kavua, like a makom kavua, like a person has the same place, yidavin shul, each time. Umayusad, it's well-founded, like a word yisod, like a foundation of a building. Did you ever watch them building a building? There's this foundation, they pour concrete. Sometimes it's massive, it's humongous. It's very, extremely heavy, to say the least. Umayusad, kol shah bayom, ne'mon, is that any moment of the day, every moment, it's well-founded, it's permanent. And there's a pasuk in Yeshaya that the Rashbam brings as an example. Usekativ yased b'makom ne'eman. That pasuk means, I will make him secure, like a peg in a safe place. Without getting into the context of Yeshaya's discussion, in Yeshaya Chaf Beis, pasuk Chaf Gimel, but the Rashbam explains, Yosed, or a yesed, which is a peg or a spike, hatokua, which is thrust, deeply embedded, it's hammered in really well, the makom chazak, in a firm, secure location, in a firm, secure position. Eino memaher lipol, it's not quick to fall. It doesn't say that it will never fall, by the way, but it's definitely not going to fall easily. That Rashi explains what David HaMelech says in Tehillim. What type of bitachon is ideal? The ideal bitachon is where we can depend on it. That means my life's work, talking to myself, is that I can work on this mitzvah bitachon to the point where it's not going to falter. I don't have to have anxiety that I'm going to have anxiety. I shouldn't even have that type of worry. I'm going to know that I'm going to have bitachon. It's not just that I'm going to have bitachon. I know ahead that when things will happen, I'm going to have bitachon. You might remember that many weeks ago we learned that David HaMelech in Siklag and Shmuel Aleph toward the end, he composed a parag of Tehillim based on what happened to him in Shmuel Aleph, and he said, Im tachane alai machane lo yirali bi. We say it every day now many places. It's in the David. He said, if a camp will encamp against me, I will not be afraid anymore. And we learned, that's because David said, I learned a lesson about bitachon. Yes, I fell apart when I came back and I found that the whole city of Ziklag, which you might remember that vibe, we had two or three, we talked about it. I found that the whole city was burnt down and the people were led away in captivity. We had no idea where everybody was. And we fell apart. We all cried. But then I got myself together by Chazek David, by Hashem Elokav. He strengthened himself and he asked the Urim and Bitumim what to do. And he said, here's the solution. There's a way out of this. But only after he strengthened himself, he was able to even think of looking for a solution, as the Chafetz Chaim pointed out in the Machne Yisrael. So that's what David said. David said, everything that I go through is a learning experience. I might have faltered. I might have fallen, stumbled in my lack of bitachon. And maybe every day I have ups and downs that are drastic. But, im tachane alai machaneh lo yirah libi. Im tokum alai melchama. If the battles, the challenges of life will rise, I have nothing to be afraid of. Bezot ani boteach. I am positive. I can trust in Hashem's promises. We talked about Zot. It was the promise that the kings like David would be successful. We all have a promise to success, regarding success. So that's what David says in Tehillim Perek Kuf Yud Beis. If you look in the Metzuat Ras David, how does he explain this pasuk that can really inspire us? Mishmu Ra. The beginning of the pasuk says, Mishmu Ra lo yirah. The person will not fear from what seems to be what we call terrible news, chas v'shalom. There are things that we're worried about, and we hear in the news, Metzuat Ras says, Eis yishama ba'olam, a time that it is heard in the world, Shemu Ra. It's the current events. It's the bad stuff that we hear about chas v'shalom, which, by the way, as we have said many times, the Gedolim do not encourage us to be reading the newspapers and listening to the news regularly, especially not to do it heavily. But sometimes we hear things. Lo yira mimena. But if he hears about it, he won't be afraid. He won't be anxious or intimidated. Libo yihyeh nachon batuach b'Hashem. It's a new term that we're addressing now. We haven't examined this pasuk until today. It's another level. It's a different dimension of bitachon. The dimension of bitachon we're learning about today is called nachon libo. Rashi says ne'mon libo, trustworthy, well-founded, well-established, like cement, like that peg that's thrust into cement and it doesn't move. But what type of bitachon? Let's get very precise now. The Metzuta understands it. The Metzuta David. As, yes, Shmua Ra, he heard something that was negative news in the world, chas v'shalom. But he's positive, and we're allowed to do this. Libo yiyeh nachon batuach b'Hashem. His heart will be well-founded and trusting in Hashem. Shalo tiga bo hara'ah. That misfortune, that disaster, chas v'shalom, will not affect him. And we have a license and a need to do that. We're allowed to say to ourselves, I will be immune. I will be protected and insulated from that happening. So what's the hope shot of the pasuk? Even though sometimes we hear of things that happen in the world, we're supposed to have bitachon, we're allowed to, we have the right to, and for that matter, we really should have bitachon, that it won't affect us. And this is something we can think about going into Yom Kippur. We think about decrees. We ask Hashem, please tear up the roa gzera, the bad part of every decree. And anything that's going on in the world, there are decrees against countries in the world. We talked about it in Rosh Hashanah, especially in Musaf. We're allowed to think, and we should think, that's not going to happen to me. I'm protected from it. As far as what's going on in the rest of the world, I don't need to delve into that. It's not my focus. My focus is nachon libo batuach b'Hashem. I'm positive it's not going to happen with me. You look in the Radak. He adds some insight to it. Hatzadik lo yira. The tzadik will not be afraid. Sheyishma shemua ra. When a tzadik, and we all strive to be tzadikim, tzidkanios, when that person hears terrible news in the world, chas v'shalom. There are natural disasters. There are illnesses, chas v'shalom. There's financial disasters, whatever those things are. He won't be afraid. He will not be afraid. It's so comforting to think, I have a right to do this. I can empower myself to not be afraid. Whenever I hear something, I will not be afraid. I don't need to be afraid. Mibanav, he mentions from one's children. Sometimes our children are living in another city, another country, Omikrovav Shame Bamedina Acheres. They call and they say, did you hear about this going on? Did you hear about that? Oh my goodness, it's terrible, chas v'shalom. It's a weather system. It's a fiscal crisis, whatever it is. No, lo yira. It says in Tehillim, and this is spiritual, emotional, mental exercise, and it's rehab for our neshamos. It's developmental. It's a lot of toil and work, but it's worth it. I won't be afraid of it. whatever I hear about. Oh, really? I'm not afraid about that. I'd be talking to Hashem. Oh, yimishma sheyavo olav oivim. If he hears chas v'shalom, enemies are plotting, coming against him. Lo yira, like David HaMelech said. David HaMelech said, listen, David's a human being. David said, I kind of crashed when I saw what happened in Siklag. We learned about it in Shmuel Aleph. But I realize I don't need to do that. The next time it happens, if there's a next time, I will react differently. And this is a wonderful thing to think about before Yom Kippur, I'm telling myself. I will react differently when I hear news. When I hear things that give me all types of trepidation and trembling and they're intimidating, I will react differently than I did before. I'm going to try, even if it's a little bit better. That's an improvement. Ki libo nochon uvatuach b'Hashem. As we explained before, as Rashi said, Ne'mon libo, his heart is trustworthy. And again, to quote the Rashbam, what's the meaning of Ne'mon? Rashi uses the word Ne'mon to explain Nakon libo. And the Rashbam, I'm going to read it again in Parshas Va'aloscha, because the Bali Musa said we need to say things over many times to try to make an impression on ourselves. Kavua umayusad, kol shah, permanent, well-founded, well-set, well-established, unmoving. Every moment of the day, I can have this be tachon. I don't have to have feelings that move up and down like a roller coaster. And there's another point made by the Malbim. The Malbim says, it even goes further than this. Unachon libo, what does nachon libo mean? And this is the final comment on this pasuk we're going to look at. V'im shem yisyare mipnei pigei hazman. Even if a person finds that he or she is afraid because of things that are happening in current events, what about that one? Maracha means the arrangement of stars. There's something called, whatever it means, astrological specula, forecast, speculations, probability, statistics, whatever those factors are, even if a person's mazel, now the Gemara says certain things are controlled more by mazel than they are by good deeds. We have to really work hard on those to try to change the fate with those things. Bone, chaye, mazone, without getting into that Gemara, it has to do with the success and having children. It has to do with livelihood. It has to do with lifespan, certain situations in life. Those are controlled to a degree by what Hashem instituted in the world. He established something called mazel. We can always override mazel. We know that already. Ein mazel Yisrael. We can override that mazel. We can burst through it. But it's harder. But the Malbim explains, Nachon libo b'tuach b'Hashem is mishmur ra, lo yira, as it says in this pasuk in Tehillim. He won't be afraid from a bad news. The bad news might be his quote-unquote fate. No, because Nachon libo b'tuach b'Hashem, that Hashem Yeshana es mazal olatov. We ask for this especially this time of the year. Anything that it says up there in the decrees, Hashem can change all that very easily. By the way, we know it says in Koheles, Eis la letus ve'eis la mus. Now, what do we translate that as? There's a time to be born and a time to die. But Chazal say, Eis la letus ve'eis la mus means that from the time a person is born, it's already decreed when the person is going to die. Eis la letus ve'eis la mus. But it's not absolute. It says we can change it. Yiras Hashem tosif yamim. It says with Yiras Hashem we can add on days to a person's life. It's adjustable, like the loops in a belt. We can literally change our time. And then that becomes what's decreed, that we're going to live that amount of time. We can literally change that. We can change it tonight and tomorrow. We can change it every day. It's a lot easier during a Teres Mei Tshuva, especially as we come to the climactic closure of it, which is Yom Kippur. We can definitely change it. And this reminds me of another pasuk in Koheles. If you look in Koheles, Perek Yud Aleph, there's something called politics. There are people who have politics as a hobby. And therefore, that's something that gives them a lot of sipuk, a lot of gratification. I'm definitely not one of them. I think some people are like kind of like buffs when it comes to politics, and that's what they enjoy talking about and learning about and everything. The only danger that we have to all keep in mind is we have to realize something, that the political situation of Klal Yisrael anywhere or of the world is not what determines our fate. If you look in Koheles, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk says, Shomer Ruach,
The one who waits for the wind, we'll see it means waits for the wind. Lo Yizra, he will not sow seeds. Simple pshat in the pasuk, Rashi explains, it's talking about agriculture. A person who is waiting, we know the word shomer, like it says in Parshas Vayeshev, a lashon of shemira can mean to wait and to hope. A person who is waiting and hoping, when is the wind going to come? The proper meteorological conditions, the atmospheric conditions that are going to be favorable for agriculture, for planting, for sowing. I'm going to wait till that comes, and then I'm going to sow my seed. I need it to be precisely perfect. Shomer ruach lo yizra. Rashi says, pa'amim mamtin ve'eno ba. Sometimes he waits and it doesn't come. That wind that he's waiting for, that weather forecast doesn't come. It's a lesson about the weather forecast, first of all. Second of all, not to put too much stakes in it. Second of all, although there is a science there, but also Hashem is ultimately in charge. But it has to do also that we think the thing is going to be perfect at the right exact circumstances and the right time to do it. We might never do that. Like it says in Avos, Al Tomar, the Kishapona Eshna, don't say when I'm free, I'm going to learn. Shem Elot Tipona, you might never get the free time to do it. Maybe the right wind, the right conditions from meteorology, it's never going to happen that way. And the one who sees, looks at the clouds, he's not going to harvest. Rashi explains again, he's talking about agriculture. A person who looks at the clouds, looks at the sky, and when he sees that it's cloudy, he says, uh-oh, it's cloudy out. I better not go out and harvest now. Maybe it's going to rain. He will never harvest. He's constantly afraid of the weather. It's a lesson about weather, a lesson about agriculture. That's not the main lesson we're looking at, though. The main lesson we're looking at has to do with politics. Because the Medrash Rabbah explains, Shomer Ruach, what does it mean, the one who waits for the wind? Ruach can mean something else, as you know. What else can it mean? It can mean the spirit or the mood or the climate, but in an intangible way. Shomer Ruach Lo Yizra, the one who waits for or guards the spirit or the tone of things will not plant. Shomer Ruchon Shomalkios, the one who guards or looks carefully at the spirit or the, we'll call it the political climate of kingdoms, of governments, of political parties, Lo Yizra Mitzvos Umasim Tovin, will not plant good deeds. He won't do mitzvos. He won't cultivate his ruchnius. He's putting too much into his study of politics and saying that whoever's in charge of the country, that determines the fate of Bnei Israel and how many mitzvos I'll be able to do. What it boils down to is looking at what's happening in the world, like we started out today. Mishmua ro lo yira. When people hear things happening in the world, they're not supposed to be afraid and then determine and plan their lesson plan, their action plan of serving Hashem based on what's going on in the world, because we are able to be immune to those things that are happening in the world. The one who sees and looks at the clouds, he won't harvest. The one who looks at the clouds of the governments, we'll see what that means. It's a mashal. Lo yiktzar, he won't harvest. Mitzvos amasim tovim, mitzvos and good deeds. So Rav Baruch Levi Epstein explains, what's going on? What's the meaning? What is the metaphor? What is the wind or the spirit or the climate and the clouds of governments? Misha tole matzavan shal Yisrael. The one who makes dependent, the one who connects the situation, the welfare of Bnei Yisrael, ba'amim, at the nations, we say, oh, we're at the mercy of this country or that country's government, beruach ha-politik, shel ha-medinos ha-mamlachos. You heard the word politic there? Beruach ha-politik, in the political climate, the winds of those countries and those governments, he looks, he delves, he studies, he becomes a self-appointed analyst, a political analyst, but of him in the clouds. What is the clouds? Meaning, the clouds, he says, you know how clouds contain in them mysteries. There's water vapor, there's different types of clouds, cumulonimbus and cirrus clouds and fair weather clouds. So there's thunderheads. So same thing here. The mistari ha-politik, in the political intricacies, the secrets, v'adas, to know. The Erche Matsava b'Medina u'Medina. To know how is the situation, to know how to evaluate and to analyze the situation of Bnei Yisrael in each country, Ayideze Yarich Matsav Yisrael. He figures out, oh, what's the political situation in this country? And that will determine how the situation is for B'nai Yisrael. That person who feels that we're at the mercy of political situations and governments and rulerships and political parties and their policies, hahu, that person, shuv lo yizra v'lo yiktzer mitzvos amasim tovim, no longer will he be able to plant, to sow, to cultivate, and harvest good deeds, mitzvos, fulfillment of Hashem's precepts. Ki yishtakeya b'rayonozeh, because he'll become entrenched, he'll become obsessed in this thought, this idea of his. He's fixated at the fact, his perception, that the fate of B'nai Yisrael and his own fate, his community, our nation, it depends on the nations of the world. But no, it doesn't. It depends on the Ribono Shel Olam. If a person gives too much credit and too much weight to politics and to world events as being the determining factors of our fate as Yidden, then he becomes lax and weak in his emunah and bitachon, in his trusting in Hashem. Asher omnam ach lo ha-Yeshua. Ach lo ha-Yeshua. Only to Hashem is the salvation. There's no other source whatsoever for our salvation. Everybody in the world, all human beings, are messengers of Hashem. Hashem sends whatever he sends through them. It could be doctors, surgeons, politicians, repair people, professionals, financial analysts, everyone, all human beings, they're messengers of Hashem. We have to put our bitachon in Hashem. So Shomer Ruach, the person who thinks that it depends on the political climate or the climate in the world, literally, or circumstances in the world, if you think that that's what's going to determine our fate, that person has to rethink and say, no, it really belongs to Hashem. There are Shaluchei Hashem. And you know what it says? Ki Hashem yitin chokham, mepiv dasusfuna. There is wisdom in the world. Yes, there's the wisdom of medicine and all the types of sciences, but these people are just messengers of Hashem. So let's look at today's two psukim that we looked at very carefully. The first pasuk was Mishmua ra lo yira. Person will not fear. If we hear bad news, if there has been disastrous, calamitous content in world events in the news, that's not something we're supposed to be afraid of. We don't need to be afraid of it. We're free, we're emancipated, we're liberated from anxiety by this pasuk. The person's heart is well established, dependable, like a bayis neman. When we say a bayis neman, what is a bayis neman? That the members in the household can be depended upon to be there for each other, to act as avdei Hashem, and to be people who uphold the relationship. And then we have the pasuk in Kohelet, Perek Yud Aleph, pasuk Dalet, Shomer Ruach, a person who guards or reflects too much on what's going on in the world politically and any other circumstances in the world, that person has to refocus, turn the lens back, and put his emunah and bitachon in Hashem. That's the only way to be successful. And then he's able to have the privilege of experiencing mishmua ra lo yira, that he won't be afraid from anything negative that he hears happening in the world. So no matter what's going on in Shemayim, we can always change it. It's easier now than the rest of the year to change it. That's why we put our whole hearts into tefillah. But we approach Yom Kippur. Everybody knows already. Yom Kippur is when Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the second luchos. It became a day of kapara, and it's a day of simcha. Overall, it's definitely a day of simcha. We reach that, and we're zochah to the simcha through the solemnity, through tears, and through davening, and through begging, and through vidoy, through confession, through tshuva. Yes, that's the means to the ultimate mood of Yom Kippur, which is a huge amount of simcha. We celebrate with eating and drinking today. Mir Tashem, when we continue, not next week and not the week after, but the week after that, Mir Tashem, we're going to talk about the Maseilas Yesharim study of Bitachon further. It's going to be much later on, and he's going to discuss how distractions and worries are the things that divert us from being close to Hashem, and that the solution, and I'll just read one line as a teaser for what we're planning to look at. What is able to guard a person and protect a person, and to rescue him from the deterrents and the obstacles to being close to Hashem. It's a trusting in Hashem. This is a closing statement that really packs a punch. He's paraphrasing a pasuk contained in Perek Nun Hey. Hashlech al Hashem Yehavacha. Send your burden on Hashem. He'll take care of you. Legamrei, the Mesiras Yesharim said. Totally. So as I go into this Yom Kippur, I say to myself, I am overwhelmed. There is so much to accomplish. So much has to be done. But wait, a lot of it, most of it, it's up to Hashem. It's too much for me. I will take that burden and put it on Hashem. I'll do my part. And I'll enter Yom Kippur with optimism, with simcha, that I have the opportunity to speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam on a day that he's most accessible. He's in charge of the entire universe, and I can have a dialogue with him. And that's the beauty and the joy of Yom Kippur. In the spirit of the halacha of Erev Yom Kippur, to learn a little bit less and to eat and drink a little bit more, we're going to stop 3 minutes early today. And Amir Tashem, we look very much forward to joining with you after. It's going to be after Simchas Torah, a week later than Simchas Torah, Mirtz Hashem. Everyone should have a Gemar Chasima Tova and a beautiful, wonderful Yom Tov, a good Gebenshtiach.